And welcome to the Tuesday, September 9th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Remember, it's Microsoft Patch Tuesday today for updates. We already covered them yesterday and should have our usual Patch Tuesday summary up around 1 or 1:30 p.m. Eastern. As part of the ongoing proceedings into the Silk Road server, the FBI now released more details on how it was able to track down this server. The Silk Road server was hidden behind Tor, so it used a .onion URL, which typically can't be traced easily to a particular IP address. However, it turns out that the login screen used a CAPTCHA, and this CAPTCHA was not served using Tor, so the result was that based on the IP address that the CAPTCHA was served from, the FBI was able to identify the IP address of the Silk Road server. This server happened to be located in Iceland, and then just by requesting assistance from Iceland law enforcement, the FBI was then able to gain access to this server. When Silk Road was first taken down, there was a lot of speculation whether or not the FBI had access to technology that would allow it to trace users through Tor, but it turns out, based on this configuration mistake, that this was actually not necessary. And Swedish network security company NetResec has an interesting article about how traffic from the Chinese education network to Google is being monitored and intercepted. The interesting part is also that this is IPv6 traffic. The network in question here is CERNET. CERNET is a little bit odd in the sense that you can actually access Google from within many of the large Chinese universities, which is not possible from any other organizations within China. However, as it turns out, the traffic is apparently being intercepted. Given all the effort spent in setting up this man-in-the-middle attack, the one thing that surprised me a little bit is that it does not actually use a valid certificate. Instead, it used a self-signed certificate, which of course is easily detected, and your browser will warn you of such a certificate. And so far, I'm not 100% sure if this is actually sort of a state-sponsored attack, because they would certainly be able to get a valid signed certificate for the google.com domain, even if it would be signed by a certificate authority that's not typically used to sign google.com certificates. And Salesforce.com is warning its users that the Dire Trojan is starting to go after Salesforce credentials. This Trojan has typically more been seen targeting banks, so it's your typical banking Trojan, but now apparently it's also going after Salesforce credentials. Kind of nice from Salesforce to give users a heads up here and let them know about this risk. They also recommend a couple of protection mechanisms that can at least help with some of these attacks. For example, you can set up your Salesforce account to send you an SMS message whenever someone tries to log in. You can also restrict access to Salesforce.com to come only from certain IP addresses within your network. That way, an attacker who got your credentials cannot use an arbitrary IP address to connect to Salesforce. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.